The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Chris Pimlott in the studio to look ahead to the best of Friday's action at Wetherby. Promises to be a great card. We've obviously got the Charlie Hall coming up on Saturday, but the Friday card is pretty strong. Two listed contests that we're going to look at, as well as a handicap chase, which just leaves me to say, good afternoon, Chris Pimlott.
Very good afternoon to you, Alex. And, well, isn't it nice that the national hunt scene, certainly in the north, is now starting to pick up, what with a good card at Carlisle yesterday, Sedgefield again today, and then we've got the two-day Charlie Hall meeting from Wetherby Friday, Saturday. The old national hunt juices are just starting to flow, buddy.
They are indeed. It's just nice to see some good jumpers back, isn't it? I mean, obviously over the summer, that there is summer jumping, and it you know, it serves a purpose, certainly. But it is nice to get some of the old favourites back, isn't it?
Oh, no, most certainly. And certainly Saturday, you know, your Tidal Bays and such like. Real competitive Charlie Hall as well this year. So, yeah, lots to look forward to. And, again, we keep hearing long run year after year after year, don't we? We just love it. And whether you're a fan of long run or not, he always runs a great race for you if you bet him. And, you know, he's a stalwart of the National Hunt game, isn't he? So looking forward to seeing him on his reappearance on Saturday.
As I mentioned, Friday's card is actually pretty strong. And interesting to see some of the bigger trainers from down south have sent a few up. And the jockeys have followed. Obviously, Nicky Henderson, Barry Geraghty present. We've got the likes of Nick Schofield riding for Paul Nichols again. Certainly a meeting very much respected, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, again, you've got good prize money on offer. Because of that, you're going to get the big boys coming up. It's, again, a slight concern, though, if you look through that very competitive handicap chase, the listed race, that majority of the entries are southern based. Nichols, Lavelle, Webber, Hobbs, Twist and Davis, they're the top five horses in the weight. So you know what I mean, it's a very much a fairly dominant southern appearance.
It is indeed, and that may make it a bit more difficult for punters, obviously with north meeting south, horses that won't often have raced against each other.
Yeah, possibly, yeah, that's right. And certainly in this opening race, we're going to look at the handicap chase, which is listed. Monparain, we haven't seen that horse for 587 days from the Paul Nichols yard. Nick Schofield takes the mount on him. Obviously, we have to take on trust his fitness, but you'd imagine that Nichols will have him cherry ripe for debut. And he certainly goes in there with a big chance, if you can take on board that he's going to line up fit and ready to give himself justice.
Okay then, as you mentioned there, Monparain heads the weights for the first race that we'll look at. It is the 210, a listed handicap chase over 2.5 miles. 13 runners are down to go to post. As you mentioned, Monparain at the head of the weights, returning from a break, would have to be respected, but certainly an interesting contest. We'll have a look first at Cantlow. Paul Webber, Barry Geraghty takes the ride for JP McManus, a horse that was pretty progressive over fences last year, but just didn't really get into the race when last seen at Aintree.
Yeah, possibly though, he might have just been feeling the effects of a long season there. Cantlow, he put back-to-back wins together prior to that disappointing run at Aintree, and if you can forgive him that run, then he certainly comes into the mix tomorrow afternoon. Certainly wouldn't rule Cantlow out. And he's going to be nearly heading the market, I should imagine.
Okay, then. We've got Easter Meteor, who I know I did a preview with AP McCoy at Cheltenham. This was when Easter Meteor was making his seasonal reappearance. And AP quite fancied him that day. He thought he'd run a big race, and he just didn't jump particularly well, and in the end was pulled up. Do you think that a watching brief is best for Easter Meteor, or do you think that was just to blow the cobwebs away?
Well, again, he didn't jump at all on that occasion. He made a bad mistake at the second, and then another mistake at the third. So, you know, you have to forgive him that run. He's obviously got to have his confidence boosted, and you'd actually maybe have, like you say, have a watching brief on him. You just like to see him jump round with a bit of fluency before you backed him again, I think.
But obviously the Lavelle team are flying at the minute, aren't they?
Oh, can do no wrong, can they? Can do no wrong. But you could say that about many. Nigel Twiston Davis, he bought one back after a long run, long absence yesterday at Carlisle, absolutely trotted up, you know. So he can certainly ready them. And this Frontier Spirit, he's got some decent form. When I saw him up at Perth in April, and that was a competitive little race too, just got headed before the last, and he just got a little bit tied up the running. But again, certainly the form that he yards in, and it's good to see that young Sam Twiston Davis has picked up a few peach rides over the weekends for Paul Nicholls.
As you mentioned there, Nigel Twiston Davies, I should say, hitting form, very good at bringing horses back from a break, and targets this meeting often, doesn't he? I mean, we've seen Ollie McGurn turn out time after time in the Charlie Hall. He does like to have a few winners at Weatherby, doesn't he?
He does indeed, yeah. He does indeed, and certainly his horses are banging form at the moment.
Okay, then we've touched on a few there. Obviously, we could go through the whole field. It is really, really competitive. I mean, Silver Rock has got placed form at the Cheltenham Festival. We've got horses like Ultimate and Noble Legend. Green Wizard of Sue Smith's, of course, is looking for a four-timer. But what's the selection going to be
here,
Pimmers?
We haven't even mentioned him.
Have we not?
We haven't even mentioned him, buddy. I'm looking for value for you in this handicap chase. It's going to be in the shape of Triptico.
Okay.
Possibly hasn't achieved as much as they thought he was going to do at one stage, but he's a fur horse. He'll like the ground at Weatherby. I think it's officially good to soft at the moment. Could dry out a little bit for him. And I just think he could run a big race. Evan Williams' horses are in good form. I think he'll be about 16 to 1, 20 to 1. He'd certainly be value for money for you. And a little bit of each way money on Triptico for me.
Okay, then, so Triptico for Evan Williams and Paul Maloney, the selection there in the 210. The 245 is the next race that we're going to look at. It is a listed contest, a juvenile hurdle over 2 miles. Just the 7 down to go to post. Always an interesting race, this. Of course, in 2010, Mouchin Tyre won this at a massive 200 to 1. I don't think any of them will be going off that price today or not tomorrow. But nevertheless, an interesting contest.
Yeah, good little race, a good prize on offer again. And again, plenty of these are interesting. The Pipe Runner, he's having his first run over here. He's obviously French bred. Bordeaux Le Beau, where he won that. I don't know too much about that form, but it'd be soft ground. And the thing about him is he will know how to jump, which was a big bonus. Then you've got Cadouf. He was beaten again in France last time out, but second of 9. Beaten at 1.25 lengths behind Idols Lads. Again, don't know too much about that form, but Charlie Longston, another man who is absolutely on fire at this moment in time. Then you've got Cacciapoli. Well, again, Cacciapoli, he was a winner at Kelso and beat Estinad on that occasion by 5 lengths. So he knows how to race. He's got plenty of experience under his belt, but whether he's going to be good enough with these remains to be seen. And then you've got Royal Irish Hussar again. Wasn't that quick to go over on his debut when he was a 15 to 8 favourite at Market Raisin, but again, he will certainly improve from that. Represents Nicky Henderson and Barry Garrity, so certainly you're not to leave him out the equation. Keltus from the Nicholls Yard, Nick Schofield riding for him. He was a winner at Chepstow back in October when he beat Woolly Bully by 5 lengths. Again, not sure how strong that race was. Hazard the Jazz is a bit to find on what we've seen of him so far. And then you've got the bottom one, Zamoski, having his debut run for Steve Gollins. But he's got a bit of flat form, sure to be well schooled. And again, he could be interesting if he takes to hurdle. So again, very competitive 7 runner listed juvenile hurdle. I'm going to go for Kadjudov.
Okay then, Kadjudov for the informed Charlie Longston. Aidan Coleman takes the ride. Certainly an interesting shape to this race. You've got, as you mentioned, the horses coming over from France for their British debut. And then you've got some that were pretty smart on the flat, the likes of Zamoyski for Jeremy Nasida, Royal Irish Hussar, of course, for Aidan O'Brien. So an interesting contest, but Kadjudov the pick there for Pimmers in the 245. The 320 is the final race that we'll look at. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. 8 runners are down to go to post. Let's hope they all stay, because this race could have a nice each-way shape to it. Certainly not as strong as the previous two contests that we've looked at, but nevertheless, it is competitive fare.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, like you say, if eight go to post, we'll be happy with that because it gives us an each-way slant on it. If you're looking towards that, not a lot of strength in depth, 0 to 110 handicap, but all the same, Wiltil take some beating. Orange Nassau's interesting. He was a winner last time out when he beat JNB, and that was at Newton Abbott over 3 mile two. This 3 mile one at Wetherby should well suit him. He's in good form, and despite the burden of 11 stone 12, he's a young horse. He's only seven. He could be improving, and he certainly comes into the equation tomorrow afternoon. Second horse, Palace Conti, disappointed last time out, but you can never rule out Brian Ellison, whether it's on the flat or over jumps. He certainly could be interesting, especially if there's market support for him. And then Polar Bluck, I thought slightly disappointed last time out, well and truly beaten in a Hexham 2.5 mile novice's handicap. He'll have to bounce back from that. Acre Rua, he's got a lot to find, having disappointed on the last couple of occasions. Mannered, he pulled up at Wetherby when last seen, and he was fifth when he was last seen, but I get a bit to find. Baltic Pathfinder, he ran well in defeat, I thought, behind Pajama Game at Hexham over 3 mile one last time out. He'll certainly be doing his best work at the end. And Sue Smith's horse is just starting to run into some sort of form now. Boris the Blade ran well last time out behind Blazing Bull, but prior to that had been bitterly disappointing. And Bo Dandy, the John Wade runner, well, he pulled up last time out, that was up at Perth over 3 miles seven, but prior to that had been running fairly consistently well. So eight of them going to post at Alex. I'm going to go with the top one, Orange Nassau.
Okay, Orange Nassau the pick there. Charlie Longston once again, and Aidan Coleman. Fingers crossed for a good day for him on Friday.
Yeah, I've got that little Charlie Longston bug, I think, haven't I?
Well, it's not the worst way to go, though, is it? The way that his horses are running.
Well,
at
not at the moment, but again, you know, don't rule out that man McCoy. He's not at Wetherby tomorrow, but don't rule him out over the weekend. Mm. He's not far off that landmark of 4,000 winners. Don't rule out the Twist and Davis team, because they're absolutely flying.
They are.
And I think at this moment in time, those sort of stables keep on the right side of, keep following them till the bubble bursts.
Absolutely. Could you just sum up your three picks at Wetherby on Friday for us, starting with the 210?
You could indeed. So in the 210, we're looking for a bit of value for you. Definitely an each way slant on this very competitive listed handicap chase. We're going for number 10, Triptico, at big, big prices. In the listed juvenile hurdle, we're taking a chance with Kajadoff for the Charlie Longs and Aidan Coleman combination. And in the final race that we're looking at, it's the handicap chase over 3 mile, 1 furlong. We're taking a chance with the top horse, Orange Nassau.
Great stuff, Pimmers. Good luck with those selections and enjoy the action on Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.